Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book, with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast. This is your co-host, Seth Green. With me, as always, is the inventor of the infomercial and the original shark on the hit TV series Shark Tank, Kevin Harrington. Kevin, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, Seth. Great to be here. Let's have some fun today.
Yes, sir. We're joined today by Ryan Long, the second generation president of National Gold Consultants. In addition to helping over 1,200 agents and financial advisors use gold and silver to increase referrals, relationships, and revenue, he's also had a huge impact nationwide in the consumer marketplace. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on. I'm looking forward to it.
Let's go back in time a little bit. You've got an interesting story. How did you get started in the gold and silver business?
Well, I tell you this much. How much time do we have, Seth? No, I'm just kidding. Mother was a jeweler for 30 years. Father was in gold and silver in the retail space on the coin industry. One of those guys that had chopped up baby food next to gold and silver coins. So I tell you what, you know, it was ingrained in me over the years to always talk about sound money for gold and silver. I was the one, Seth, at my undergraduate school at Northwestern, took out student loans for physical gold and silver because I didn't need the loans, and sold some of the gold and silver back after school was done, and paid off the loans. Still had a bunch of gold and silver left over.
So. And then obviously you joined the company and eventually took it over. Talk a little bit, because you're a little bit contrarian. You don't tell us a little bit about what pre-1933 gold and silver is and why it's different.
Yeah, it's very, very contrarian. Very niche type market, Seth. Why it's different? Well, it's because it's considered currency versus commodity. You know, so the whole premise behind gold and silver and the whys and the hows, you know, combat inflation, monetary hedge, all of that involved. The secret sweet spot here are just the general circulated older American coins, because they're considered in a sought after currency versus commodity. They're 100% private. And it's not, you know, it's like going down to your bank and asking for, you know, exchanging your dollar into nickels. You're getting nickels back. You're into currency and coin. All you're doing here is you're converting your paper currency, your digit in your bank account, into the physical currency of coins. They just happen to be gold and silver. So it's a completely private, anonymous type transaction, Seth.
I got a question. Is there any correlation to Bitcoin and gold? It as one goes up, or, you know, is there opposites? Is there similars, trends? Just wondering if anyone's tracked that.
Similar, yes. Bitcoin is more free traded, Kevin. You know, you don't have as much government intervention or intervene for right. This product. You know, when we start to see the price of gold and silver skyrocketing, and we're already starting to see that now, that means bad things for government and monetary systems. So I've been on record over the years calling Bitcoin fool's gold, Kevin, because it when you're trying to solve a financial piece of your portfolio, it's, you know, gold and silver is physical, it's real, it's real currency and money, whereas Bitcoin, it's still a digit and it's highly volatile and manipulated.
So, right.
Yeah, if you look at my son, my 14-year-old son, who says, "Dad, you know, I made 50% today," and I say, "You know, we're investing your bar mitzvah money long term. We're not shooting for 50% in a day. It's supposed to grow over the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years. This is not normal."
Right.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about, because you've worked with thousands of financial advisors nationwide, helping them profit from an asset class they normally don't recommend. Talk a little bit about that transition. And then obviously there's a huge influx of consumers that you've helped as a ripple effect through those advisors and agents.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as far as these advisors go, it's all just education and knowledge, Seth. And you know that as an advisor yourself, you know, you're only as good as the team you are around you and the team that has trained you. So for what a lot of advisors, if you look at just the age of the average advisor, I mean, real inflation, like we have, like we're seeing now, really hasn't happened since the 80s. Right. So we haven't been navigating through these financial circumstances for, you know, up until 40 years ago. So the average advisor doesn't have that knowledge, or they might consider gold and silver as a relic because it hasn't done much in 40 years. Well, I beg to differ, because it does solve a financial problem. But all we're doing here, Seth, is we're training advisors to be the right fiduciary they're sought to be, because the problem with, if an advisor does not bring up physical gold and silver to their clients, and I, you know, I've got other numerous episodes that we've done of what happens as an advisor if you fail to bring up gold and silver to your client. Well, these clients go elsewhere and they get snake bitten from other companies that are just trying to peddle coins versus solving financial problems. There's a big difference there.
Yep. Where are you guys based, by the way?
Yeah, we're, if you can hear my lovely Scandinavian accent, we're we're in Buffalo, Minnesota.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
The because I know there's an NGC that does grading of of coins and things. Totally different entity.
Correct.
Yeah.
Totally different entity. They're just strictly a machine grading conditions of coins. We talk about, you know, even our pre-1933 coins, we're talking general circulated. We're not trying to get the Babe Ruths of the gold and silver collectibles. We're into it for the bulk.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Gotcha.
And then, go ahead.
Yeah, right now, and it's funny because, you know, Bitcoin has been trending up, gold has, it, you know, so where do you see the next, I mean, everyone loves the crystal ball question, right? Where do you see the next 90 days, the next, you know, in either, in both of those, if you're prepared to answer that, gold and or crypto?
I honestly, both, I think, are going to continue to rise. This money has to go somewhere. And the fact that over the last 24 months, our government has had a near $6 trillion budget deficit, added another $5 trillion to their balance sheets. You know, I get the question quite often. They go, "Ryan, where do you think the price of gold and silver is going to go?" Or you could insert Bitcoin or Ethereum, whatever you want to call it. And I go, "Well, it's going to go where it needs to go to keep up with current purchasing power." You know, it is Thanksgiving, you know, and Christmas and New Year, are all the holidays going to cost more? Of course they are, you know, because your dollars just continue to buy less and less. So the premise behind Bitcoin, the premise behind physical gold and silver, is to get away from said dollar, which they continue to print like a credit card. So that 60, 90, 120 day answer for you, Kevin, you know, significantly higher than where it's at now, just because if history repeats itself, it kind of has to.
Got it.
Yeah.
You position and teach your advisor to position pre-1933 gold and silver as wealth insurance. What does that mean?
Well, when you're talking with an advisor, it's all about, you know, this is going to do this, this is going to do that. We've taken care of this insurance, this fixed products, this money we're managing in the markets for you. And then, oh, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, we forgot to talk to you about this. Well, let's talk to you about wealth insurance. And they go, "Well, what do you mean?" And we say, well, just like you have insurance upon your life, maybe your health, your automobile, obviously you hope to never have to use those. It's more of a peril type insurance, but that same principle needs to be transitioned towards your wealth. So we have that, Seth, we have that seat, kind of that sweet spot, roughly 10, 12, 15% of clients' portfolios. So your nest egg you've saved up over the years. We implement that percentage in wealth insurance with physical gold and silver to help offset all of the other unforeseen things we cannot control, whether that's inflation, market drops, real estate crashes, et cetera. It perfectly hedges, with air quotes, it historically has hedged all of those asset classes to help smooth out those, you know, peaks and valleys.
And then why is the 1933 pre-gold and silver, why is that so much different than, let's say, the Trump coin we might see on TV or some of the other infomercial products, collectibles?
Yeah, the pre-33 just has that sweet spot of a few things. It has your protection, meaning there isn't any government entity involved. All you're doing is you're converting your physical, you know, fiat money backed by nothing into something physical that is happens to be gold and silver. So this, you know, call it a silver dollar, for example. A $1 coin, it's obviously, you know, call it $30 worth of silver, hypothetically. It still could be spent at Walmart as a dollar. Wouldn't behoove you to do so because you'd get rid of your silver content. But the idea behind currency and commodity is two basically a line in the sand here. So as far as these currency coins go, they're extinct. You cannot make any more of them. So the idea that I give the story of a silver dollar today buys me 10 gallons of gasoline. A silver dollar in 1950 still bought me 10 gallons of gasoline. It keeps up with current purchasing powers. Whereas the newer, like a Trump coin, a silver eagle, a gold eagle, those are tied down specifically to just the ETF index or the spot price of gold and silver. And the spot price tends to lag behind when there's real demand for it, like we're starting to see now. The pre-1933 coins start to unhinge from that spot price and continue to rise up in value, whereas the index can be manipulated or lagged behind. So it's the difference. It's kind of, so Kevin, it's kind of like that. You mentioned the similarities or the synergies Bitcoin has to physical gold and silver. Well, Bitcoin is free traded, right? And the pre-1933 coins are also free traded because they don't make any more of them. Therefore, there is that great synergy and tend to outperform the rest.
And by the way, don't confuse Trump coin with gold. Because I sold the Trump coin. It was a 50-cent piece that we layered in 24-karat gold, and it was worth about 50 cents, okay? We sold them for $20, but it was a collectible, okay? So just joking a little bit here. Yeah, the Trump coin, we sold a lot of Trump, I mean, millions and millions of dollars worth of Trump coins over the years, but it was a collectible for people that were you know, really into Trump. So there really no value other than the underlying coin, which was a JFK 50 cent piece, believe it or not. Okay. Yep. That was the Trump coin had John F. Kennedy on one side and Donald Trump on the other.
It's an interesting mix.
Yeah. Yep. Yes. How about it? Huh?
Ryan, are you allowed to disclose how much gold and silver National Gold Consultants has moved over its lifetime, for lack of a better term?
Oh, God. Lifetime, I don't even have those numbers in front of me, Seth. And I can tell you this much right now. I mean, we just helped one of the Arizona lottery winners yesterday position a very large Mega Millions jackpot into precious metals. I mean, we've moved, you know, millions upon millions of dollars. I don't even know that answer for you. When we're dealing with financial advisors and in our network, we work with, like I said, a little over 1,200 advisors. When we're talking 10 to 15% of a portfolio, think of the average retiree being managed by an advisor. It's big numbers, but it's wholesale versus, you know, again, I go back to, we're not there to peddle coins. We're there to solve financial problems.
So these advisors are they like affiliates? Are they're commissioned reps of yours type of thing? Is that how it works?
Yeah. Yep. So our advisor network, we have advisors in all 50 states. So there might be your local insurance advisor that sells annuities or fixed products. It might be a registered investment advisor that is highly licensed, you know, through the SEC, and also advisors that are under the umbrella with FINRA. So it's all over the place. What's unique about gold and silver and why we try to stand out as being different, technically speaking, you don't need a physical license to sell gold and silver, but that's also a scary aspect of it, of why I say, what happens if you fail as an advisor to bring up gold and silver to your client? Well, your clients are going to go elsewhere. They're not going to find my company because we're not retail friendly. They're going to go to the retail outlet and they're going to turn, you know, $100,000 into $50,000 real quickly. So that's where we as licensed advisors are there to assist in a fiduciary. I call it, fiduciary is another word for integrity. And that's really what happens. Yeah.
And if I do some quick back of the napkin math, if I multiply your average sale by your advisors, and I'm certain it's an average and there's more that have done a lot more, I get well over at least $100 million in turn in the last few years in terms of gold and silver that's been placed.
Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
What do you like best about what you're doing?
Honestly, we talk about the Trump coin being a collectible and a hobby type of a thing. Gentlemen, when you're out to my office, I'll show you my, I call it my shame cabinet of coins just like that, that are all, you know, it's all the shiny ones, the pretty ones. And my wife calls that my expensive hobby. But in all honesty, I love what I'm doing because it's different. It is contrarian, but I believe in this product offering so much that that's what gives me the passion. Because a lot of this is education. If you give the person the proper education to do their own due diligence and to have their own research, the proof's in the pudding that physical metal plays a very pivotal role. And not trying to get the doomsday hat on here, I think we're coming to some very uncertain times, not only as a country and as a world. So I get up in the morning excited to go to work because I truly believe that we're helping individuals that might not have the wherewithal or the knowledge to do so to be positioned right for this coming inflationary storm.
Especially since they wouldn't necessarily calculate the wealth insurance ratio that they need. They might just go down to the We Buy Gold guy down the street and say, give me a couple bars, give me some silver eagles and think they're covered.
Well, if you have a $500,000 house and it's insured through State Farm, you wouldn't have $50,000 of insurance on that house. It doesn't even make sense. It's not going to help you if an event actually occurs. And that same principle, we get the question of what is your minimum that you would accept for a transaction? And I would say, why even asking that? If it's a minimum transaction, if it doesn't, you know, do that 10 to 15% like it's designed to do, don't even bother doing it because it's not going to help you. No.
What are, other than the collectible coins we've already alluded to, what are some of the misconceptions you hear in the marketplace when people are considering something like this?
You know, collectibles are the biggest one. As far as that goes, because if a company is going to get you into very obscure type coins or bars, it's very difficult to conduct your own due diligence to actually track what the value really is. But the fact of the matter is, when somebody goes to liquidate that product, that's when that truth comes out, because it's like, well, there isn't any market for it. So there's another misconception some companies might have out there as well, and kind of put clients in the crosshairs for that, is we also do a lot in the qualified space. We do a lot with IRAs and 401ks, et cetera, because let's be honest, not everybody has the ability, especially with this baby boomer generation of retirees, has the ability to write a check for 10 to 15% of their nest eggs. We call that non-qualified or regular money you've been taxed upon. So we do a hybrid case. We do as much non-qualified as possible into the pre-33 and do the rest into a qualified plan for a gold and silver IRA to get to that 10 to 15% mix. You cannot physically store the IRA yourself. It has to be held through a government mandated storage facility, or the IRS can crack down upon that. And there's a lot of misinformation out there saying you can store your own IRA yourself. And unfortunately, you can't. And the IRS is ruling upon that. And it's not in the favor of those people that have positioned them that way.
Gotcha. Hey, I'm sure there's, you know, people that are listening, there's some that are maybe consumers of gold and silver, might be interested in talking to you. But also, are you looking for more dealers and affiliates also? I mean, we've got a lot of entrepreneurial listeners to our podcast.
Yeah, no, absolutely. As far as, you know, Kevin, you're talking about more, call them advisors, right?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. We've achieved over 1,200 contracted advisors, and it's, you know, we haven't really marketed. We haven't, you know, a lot of this is word of mouth because we haven't had to market. When an advisor gets it, they have this void to fill. It's like, where do you turn to that's a trusted source? And that's where, you know, over the generations we've been doing this, truth be told, it comes out, and it's always been done correctly. So absolutely, there's a good fit for new dealers, new advisors that we bring on board.
Fantastic.
Where is the best place for our listeners to go to learn more about what you're doing?
Yeah, they can head to our website, nationalgoldconsultants.com. That's a starting point, very boilerplate type of thing. A great way to kind of digest what we're doing, if you wanted to become an advisor, so to say, with us, is you head to goldandsilveradvisors.com. Has a nice little discovery webinar on there, and that is our on-demand training platform that advisors can go through to get that proper training. It's roughly 3 hours, and it's through, you know, 30, 40 years of experience going through those 3 hours, so it's very well worth everyone's time.
All right. Well, we know your time is incredibly valuable. We greatly appreciate you spending some of it with us. This has been Seth Green and Kevin Harrington for Sharkpreneur with Ryan Long of nationalgoldconsultants.com. Ryan, thanks again.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Ryan, good hanging out with you. Take care, buddy.
Likewise. You too, Kevin.
Thanks, everybody, for watching or listening. We will talk to you or see you next time.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat sheet. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.